I don't think praise in the Word of God is a suggestion. You hear what I said? I don't think it's a suggestion. I don't think it's a lifestyle, if you will. You know, some people said, well, everybody's not that way. Everybody's not emotional. Yeah, you are. Everybody is emotional. Everybody in this room is emotional this morning. Amen. I used to show this to my church all the time. You know what this is? Woo! That's an emotion, right? You know what this is? It's an emotion. Every one of us are emotion. He did say, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Michelle. Right. Yeah. Glory to God, sis. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter number 22, the last chapter of your Bible. Revelation chapter number 22. Just a few verses this morning. Well, I may just read this whole chapter. I read the first part of this chapter, about the first five verses. We ought to just take recess and run around the building four or five times. Amen. And the last verses you may not want to run. If you're saved, you will. But I want us to look at Revelation chapter 22. And I want to talk to you this morning just for a few minutes about the last message in the Bible. The last message in the Bible. The Bible is full of messages. Every prophet of God had a message to give. Every apostle had a message to give. And many of them had a last message. Joshua had a last message, Brother Freddie. Before he went off the scene, he called his children together. Then he called the whole nation of Israel together. Here's what his last message was. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. He said, y'all need to make a choice, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. David had a last message. John had a last message. You know what his last message was? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And then here in Revelation chapter number 22, the Lord has a last message, and it is, behold, I come quickly. Amen. That's the last message of the Bible. That's the last thing the Bible has to tell us, is that the Lord is coming. There's been a lot of talk about the coming of the Lord. I've heard more talk about the coming of the Lord and the last days in the news more recently than I ever have in my life. Amen. Amen. We have I forgot the guy's name, Brother Freddie. Do you remember it? The nut. Harold Camping. Harold Camping. He said May 21st was the last day of planet Earth. May 21st, you know what he said now? I was off. We knew that in April, Jack. Amen. He said, I was off. Listen, the Lord said no man know the day or the hour. But he did give us some signs, and he didn't just leave us clueless. We're not here to try to tell you, hey, the Lord's coming back at 8:30 on such and such a day, such and such a month, and such a year. But I will tell you this, it's at hand. Yeah. Amen. We ought to get serious about it. We ought to give it some serious thought. The Lord is coming. Brother Richard Comer is sitting right here on the front row, and Brother Richard was saved right here at our church just maybe a year or so, 2 years ago, and, hadn't even been a year. Well, hallelujah, brother. He got saved here in our church. He's in the assisted care living home right down the street. He sent me his will last week, his will, to carry out his will. When he leaves this earth, we'll have to have some of his military information. He brought me those forms this morning, and he handed me that. I got them right here in the back of my Bible. He said, but I don't think you're going to need them. Amen. Yeah. He said, I don't think you're going to need them, Pastor. I believe we'll just go out in the rapture. Yeah. Amen. Does anybody know what the rapture is? Everybody... Raise your hand if you know what the rapture is. That is when the Lord calls His church away. And by the way, if you want to find that in the Bible, look at Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 1. There's the rapture right there. And by the way, it's before the tribulation. Amen. Hey, brother, back when I was just a young preacher, you could get in trouble in some of our local churches right around here for even mentioning the rapture. Amen. There's a famous guy on television. He has a I don't know what you'd call him. I don't think you'd call him a televangelist. He sits at a desk and supposedly teaches the Bible. It's called Shepherd's Chapel. Anybody ever see that? He says we're a bunch of nuts for believing in the rapture. He's an idiot for not. I don't see how you can casually read the Bible and not believe that the Lord's coming after His church. Amen. Even casually.
Amen.
We okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I mean, you can't get past the rapture. The Lord is coming. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't have a clue. Brother Freddie has a pretty good idea, and I just trust that he's pretty smart. Amen? Amen. And if he's got a pretty good idea, I figure he's probably pretty close. Amen? Y'all all right? I didn't say he named a date. We dare not do that, but we know the times. Amen. And we're living in those times. I may not live till the rapture, but I got a good idea. We'll see it. Amen. Here's the key thing about the rapture, and we're going to read in a minute and give you some thoughts this morning, but the main thing is, are you ready? Well, maybe next year for our youth rally, this year our theme is Rev It Up. If the Lord tarries, next year we're going to do Prepared for Departure. Amen. My wife and I are going on a vacation next month. Say amen right there. Hallelujah. We're going on a vacation next month. You know what we're doing? We're getting ready for that. We're buying things that we need. I've already got the suitcase that I'm going to use picked out. I know. You know what I'm saying? We've got tickets bought. We've got rooms booked. Everything is in order. Why? Because you can't wait till the last minute and say, hey, I want to go here. I want to go there. There has to be some preparation made. Amen. I don't know how many funerals we've had right here in this service or right here in this sanctuary. We just had another funeral on Friday for Sister Becky's dad. And you know what the whole message was? He was ready for departure. He was ready to go. Amen. Are you ready to go? Somebody said, well, I don't believe you can really know. Yeah, you can. How do you know you can know, preacher? Because I know. How many of you know? Amen. Our ticket's been bought. The preparation's been made. We've trusted Christ as our Savior. Main thing about the end of time is not knowing when the date is. That's not the main thing. Everybody's caught up on this 2012, and ain't that the name of a movie, 2012? They made a movie. Everybody's caught up on dates, 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 dates. It don't matter what the date is if you're not ready. Amen. If you're lost and not saved, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, it doesn't matter. If it had been May the 21st, you'd still be here this morning. Amen. You'd still be here. You'd be left behind. There's a good movie for you to see. Check that one out sometime. Got Kirk Cameron in it. It's a movie called Left Behind. You do not want to be left behind, trust me. You do not want to be left behind when the Lord calls His church away. There's not a lot of things that I am 100% definite about. Not a lot of things. Matter of fact, the only things that I am 100% definite about is concerning this book right here. And the truths it preaches. You know why? Because He said, thy word is truth. Amen. We can count on that. I'm certain about the rapture. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm not talking about something like the Y2K crash, all these fear things people throw out and conspiracy theory and all this kind of junk. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. The Lord is coming and He's going to take His church out of here before the devil is loosed on this earth. Count on it, mark her down, He's coming after us. Amen. And when He calls, I'm out of here. Amen. Somebody told me one day, they said, well, I'm post-millennial. I said, you won't be at the rapture. That means they don't believe in the rapture. That means they believe they're going through the tribulation. They won't believe that at the rapture. I believe there's some people who are saved who are mixed up on their doctrine. Amen. They bought into a lie somewhere. The Lord leaves this last message. Oh, Paul left a last message, didn't he? He said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Is that what he said? He said, I finished my course. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown. Is that right? Amen. That was his last message. You know what he was saying? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I don't know how many times we've stood by a deathbed. someone who was dying, Miss Becky. I was just thinking some of these that were recent. Sister Stacy's mom, my wife and I stood by her bed. She said, "I'm ready to go." Told me and my wife, she said, she really believed that was a Sunday night. She said, I'm going home tonight. I'm going to heaven tonight. She believed that with all her heart. You know what she was saying? I'm ready to go. She said, "Brother Eddie, will you preach my funeral? Tell all them people I'm in heaven. Tell them they need to get saved." Amen. She was ready to go. I hope you're ready this morning. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 1. The Bible said, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse," thank God, "but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and there his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and," say it with me, "true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done." He said in verse number 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." He said again, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." He said, "I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." He said, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book," or the book of this prophecy, "God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I guess we have correctly read Revelations chapter number 22. That is the last chapter of the book of Revelations. Not only that, it's the last chapter of your Bible. It's the end. Amen. Somebody said, "I read the back of the book and we win." Hallelujah. By the way, I've read the back of the book. Now you have too, and we win. Amen. What does the last chapter of the book deal with predominantly? Two things. This book and his coming. The two main things that he closes this thing out with. If you and I are going to have a conversation, I'm going to put the most important thing at the end. Would you agree? Or I'm going to repeat it at the end. Because I do not want you to miss it, and I do not want you to forget it. Hey, he makes the end of this book about this book. I'm going to make some people mad this morning. That's not my intentions, but I am. I wish you would stop taking people's word for something. I wish you would stop letting somebody, because they went to a school somewhere and they've got a degree hanging on their wall. By the way, those degrees ain't worth the paper they're printed on. I don't care what cemetery, I mean seminary, they went to. When you get so educated that you can correct God, woo, boy, you're up there, aren't you? Amen. Don't take somebody's word for it that there are mistakes in the Bible. And by the way, when we say Bible around here, we mean King James. We don't even reference none of those others as the Bible. Just let you know where we are this morning, where you are. We believe the book. Amen. Hey, you know what book it was that birthed America? It was this one. When the great revival swept the nation of America, it was this one. When the great revivalist traveled the country and preached the word of God in cow pastures and thousands were saved and brought to the saving knowledge of Christ, it was this book. You say, we're not seeing revivals like we used to. We've went away from this book. Yes. Amen. I think the Lord's pretty adamant about it. Amen. Hey, listen, I respect if you have a pastor, you're not a member of this church, and you're a pastor somewhere else, I respect that pastor. Whatever he teaches, whatever he says, but if he's preaching out of a phony Bible, you ought to tell him, hey, I wish you'd get a real Bible. Yeah. Challenge him on it. Yeah. We okay? Yeah. Y'all just smile. We'll be all right. Yeah. We love the Bible. Yes. We believe God is able to perfectly preserve His Word. Amen. If my grandmother could preserve jelly, surely God can handle His book. Amen. Y'all all right? Well. I think that's the main concern of the end of this book. He mentions it over and over. Three times he says these sayings. He mentions the prophecy. He mentions the actual words. Must be important. Did you know one word can change an entire thought? One word. One word can change an entire truth. Genesis 22. By the way, this is the 400th anniversary of our King James Bible. It's 400 years old. Amen? Happy birthday, Holy Bible. Genesis chapter 22, Abraham and Isaac going up the mountain. Isaac said, Father, we have the wood and the fire for the burnt offering, but where is the lamb? Abraham said, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb. The Lord Jesus in Matthew referred to Genesis 22 when He said, Abraham saw my day and was glad. That's what He's talking about. He said, my son, God will provide Himself. Every other English translation puts a word in there. My son, God will provide what? For Himself. God did not provide for Himself. He provided Himself. One word can change an entire thing. In the NIV, I don't know where I'm going with this. This ain't, it ain't in my notes, I promise you. In the NIV, 6,000 verses, I believe, or words, are totally gone. You meet people, they'll fight you over this issue. They'll make you mad. All you got to do is just pick you out some good scriptures that are gone from their Bible and say, hey, find this verse for me. And a lot of times they know it and can quote it, and they turn to their Bible and they go, it's gone. It's gone. If there's anything the devil wants to do is cause you to doubt God's Word. Amen. Can I just stand here and say this morning, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it from cover. Them old timers said cover to cover. I believe it from cover to cover. Amen. Amen. I believe the Bible. Yes, sir. I believe we have God's authority right here in our hands. Amen. In chapter 22 and verse number 6, the Lord said, He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophet sent His angel to show unto His servant the things which must shortly be done. He said, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying and the prophecy of this book. Listen, he is concerned about the prophecy of this book. Yeah, what prophecy? The prophecy about Him. Yeah. Everything about the coming of Christ, do you understand, so far is prophecy. It's a foretelling of something. It has not happened yet. He said, make sure you keep this right. Listen, there is a lot of confusion about the coming of the Lord. The Lord said, hey, you've got everything you need on my second coming. You've got everything you need on the rapture right here. Just keep the sayings of this book. Amen. Amen. We ought to be concerned about it. Amen. Amen. We ought to be concerned about it. How confusing would it be? I don't know how many translations of the Bible there are, but there is a ton of them. What if every one of us, I read the entire chapter of Revelation chapter 22. What if every one of us had a different text? You think God, the Bible said God's not the author of confusion. Y'all okay? We wouldn't even be on the same page, would we? That'd be like the math teacher in math class reading from the math book to teach the students, but the students all have their English book. They're not going to... Listen, the devil is so smart. He has dumbed Christianity down. And he's done it by messing with the Word of God. This is probably the most unpopular thing I could preach on Sunday morning. Amen? I know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you would study it out, you would see it too. Amen. I don't have time to go into manuscript evidence and all that, but the Lord closed this book concerned about the teachings of this book. Amen. Amen. He had a concern about this book. A lot of confusion. You go in the big chain bookstores. There's one in Hiram. There's one in Douglasville. Go in the big chain bookstores. Somebody tell me what's the hardest Bible in there to find. I don't know how many times we've had the testimony of some young person, Brother Stacy. When Stacy got right with God at Brother Jay's funeral, Stacy's been in church ever since. He was working in Tennessee, I believe. Stacy called me and said, "Hey, I'm at a Christian bookstore. What kind of Bible do I need?" Amen. I'm glad he had sense enough to call and ask. You know why? Because he walked in there and there was hundreds. And you know what they were doing? They were suggesting to him, "Oh, no, no. You need to get this because it's easier to understand." Listen, I don't understand medical terminology, do you? Some of you do, I'm sorry, but most of you do not. I've got several of these women in nursing school going, "Yes." But I don't. But I'm glad I have a doctor who does, amen? I'm glad I have a doctor who can sit down and explain that thing to me. I'm glad, I don't understand everything in this book right here, but I'm glad I've got the good Holy Ghost of God that I can pray and seek His faith and He can reveal the things about His Word to me.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord closes His last sermon about His Word concerning the prophecy of this book. He closes His last sermon concerned about the coming of the Lord. He said in verse number 10, look at it. He said, "And He saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Don't hide it. Don't hide it. Don't cover it up. Let everybody see. Why? Because I don't want there to be any confusion about my coming. And that's what there is today. There's confusion over the Word of God, and there's confusion over the coming of Christ. Everybody's got a different idea. I'll just take what the Bible said. Y'all all right? Well, what's the Bible say? He's coming. Morning, noon, or night. One will be sleeping. The other one left. One will be working in the field. The other one left. You say, "Wait a minute now, is He coming at day or night?" Both. Y'all all right? Man, this Bible makes good. How did they know back then? You ever thought about that? How did they know back then that it was dark somewhere else? Because they was writing under inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Man, men hadn't traveled the world. They didn't know that while it was daylight here, it was dark there. Amen? They thought the world was flat till Columbus came, but yet the Bible talks about the world being a circle. The circle of the earth, amen? Man, if scientists would just read this book, it'd clear up a lot. But there's confusion about this Bible. There's confusion about the coming of the Lord. Amen. Do you believe He's coming? We have it on good authority. There's confusion about the coming of the Lord, but then there is a certainty about the coming of the Lord. Read through that chapter again, over and over. He said, "I come quickly." You know what He said? We used to play when we was kids, hide and seek. Y'all remember that? My sister would hide and I'd never hunt her. She thought she could hide real good, Brother Freddie. I didn't look for her. I figured out a good way to get rid of her. Let's play hide and go seek. We'd count to 100. You know what you'd holler? Ready or not, here I come. You know what the Lord's saying right here? Ready or not, here I come. Hey, he said, I'm coming. Then again he said, I'm coming. Then again he said, I'm coming. He's coming. I mean, you just mark it down. Sure as it's daylight outside right now, he's coming. There is confusion about the coming of the Lord. There's certainty about the coming of the Lord. Amen. Verse number 12 down through 14, there's compensation in the coming of the Lord. Amen. Compensation. Hey, there's going to be a payday someday for those who have been true, the old song says. Amen. The Lord's coming. He's not just coming to come. He's coming to take us with him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Then we, which are alive and remain, after the dead in Christ are caught up first, shall rise to meet them, meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
He's coming to take us out of here.
Yes.
He's not just coming to straighten all this mess out. That's later.
Yeah.
First, he's coming to take us out.
Amen.
And then we'll come back with him.
Yes.
Amen. Heaven will be worth it all. They played the CD, Sister Kyla Rowland, and Sister Becky's dad's funeral on Friday. They played that song, Heaven Will Fix It All. Do you understand that? Heaven will fix it. Heaven would fix the next presidential race. Hey, heaven would fix the economy. Are you listening? Heaven would fix the cancer problem. Heaven would cure the AIDS crisis. Heaven would cure every problem known to man. Hallelujah. There's a compensation. Amen.
Amen.
It's worth being saved. I'm here to tell you.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be a payday someday.
Yeah.
There's an old song in the hymn book says, it will be worth it all.
Amen.
You know, I've heard people say all through my life, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord this. And I got a good idea. We have no inclination. I don't know if you'll ask him anything. I don't know if you'll be able to speak.
Amen.
You ever met anybody famous? Or when you was a kid in school, guys, a hot girl, and you had all this stuff you wanted to say to her? And then you got to her face and you was like, I think it might be like that with the Lord. I don't know if we'll be able to speak. Amen. But I'm going to ask the Lord this, and I'm going to ask the Lord why come this happened and why this happened. I got a good idea. You ain't going to care. I've got a good idea. You're not even going to remember the heartache. Not even going to remember. He said, all tears shall be wiped away, friend. Hey, they're gone. I'm just telling you, it's worth being a child of God, knowing we're going to heaven when we die.
Amen.
It's worth it. It's worth it. And when we see him, we'll know why.
Amen.
All we can do is speculate right now. Amen. I remember when my wife and I went to Hawaii. You ever get a chance to do that, you'll do it at least once if you can. But we went to Hawaii. A dear friend of ours paid our way. I mean, paid all our expenses, everything. Wouldn't even let us buy souvenirs. I mean, they took care of it all. And I thought, boy, that's like heaven. Amen. I'm going to heaven. It ain't cost me a dime. The Lord done took care of it all. Our airfare was took care of. Hey, I may preach. Our airfare was took care of.
Yeah,
amen. Yeah. He bought our ticket. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Lord bought my ticket. But for months leading up to that vacation, he told the fellow who took us, it was Brother Barry up in Pennsylvania, he said, don't tell your wife till the day you go to the airport. I said, you're crazy, she'll kill me and you. If I surprise her with a Hawaiian vacation, she don't have time to prepare for it and buy clothes she wants and all that stuff. I said, she'll kill her. So for months, we prepared for that trip. You know what we did? We anticipated it. We went online. And we looked at everything you could look at about Hawaii. And we studied its plants and the vegetation and the rainforest and the jungles and all this stuff, man. We knew Hawaii up one side and down the other. Isn't it a shame? You're going to heaven when you die and you don't know the first thing about it.
Amen.
You don't know enough about it. Some idiot on television could talk you out of believing in the rapture. But we read everything. Man, we highly anticipated. And you know what? Right before the trip. Right before the day came for us to leave, it dawned on us. We looked at each other and said, what if we have over-anticipated this thing? We have built this up so much in our minds, we're going to be let down when we get off the plane. That's really, we did, we really thought that. We sat on the plane and thought, let's try not to be disappointed. You remember that? We really did. And brother, I'm talking about, I ain't talking about, what do you call the big bay, Pearl Harbor. I ain't talking about Pearl Harbor. I'm not talking about the jungle where they made the movie Georgia the Jungle. I ain't talking about the big waves where they surfed the pipe and all that stuff. I'm not talking about the mountains. I'm not talking about Wainuma Bay. I'm not talking about all the beautiful things. I'm talking about the airport. The airport. We got off the plane and was like, whoa. We could have just stayed at the airport and it would have been cool. Has anybody been there besides me, Honolulu? Am I right about it? We got off the plane, it was just like, wow. What a blessing. You're not going to over-anticipate heaven.
That's right.
You're not going to read up too much about heaven.
Yeah, bro.
Amen. The Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. Hey, tongue can't even tell what's waiting on me and you on the other side. You ought to get excited about the fact that you're going. If you're going, amen. I'll tell you something else about Hawaii. That may be paradise over there. I ain't sure. Ain't no snakes over there. That's something else I thought, why is there? There ain't going to be none in heaven neither, bless God. Amen. What a blessing.
Amen.
Listen, the compensation of heaven. He was concerned about the prophecies of the Lord. He was concerned about the confusion of the coming of the Lord. Are you listening? But then he mentioned the condemnation of the Lord. Verse 15 and 16. Listen, here's a sad fact. And I wish it weren't so, but everybody ain't going. Do you listen? Do you hear what I say? Everybody's not going. There's a chance somebody here today is not going. He said, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Jesus said, hey, he said, I've set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Listen, the Lord said there's going to come a day when there's going to be a crowd that says, hey, didn't we prophesy in your name? Now, I ain't going to name no names, but you just think about who this may fit. Didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we heal the sick? Sounds like TBN all day long to me. Didn't we do all this in your name? You know what he said? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Excuse me, I don't even know who you are. I'm not being judgmental or cocky there. I'm just being Bible. Is that okay? Just take what the Bible said. Everybody's not going. You know who is going? Don't get brighter on me and say just the Baptist. Y'all okay? Don't go brighter on me and say, oh, you ain't going to heaven if you ain't a Baptist. No, you ain't going to heaven if you ain't saved. Yeah. Amen. I work. Some of y'all going to fall out with me. I know before it's over with. Some already have. But listen carefully. I used to work with a guy. They allowed him on our job, Stasco Mechanical. They allowed him to leave every Wednesday morning the job. Wherever we was at, he got to leave and go to his church and have Wednesday morning mass at his Catholic church. He went every Wednesday. We was riding down the road one day. We just happened to be working together. His name was Tom. I said, Tom, I wish the members where I go to church were as faithful as you are to yours. You know what he said? He said, be honest with you. He said, it'd just disappoint my mother if I didn't. I said, well, you've been Catholic all your life? He said, yeah, I was baptized as a baby. I just looked at him in it. He said, don't worry, I don't believe that stuff. I said, what do you believe? He said, I believe what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
I sat there with my mouth hanging open. I said, Tom, are you telling me you're saved? He said, I'm as saved as you are. I said, how'd you get that way? He said, I trusted Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
How are you going to argue that?
That's right.
I got some, I guarantee I got some listening on the radio right now. They're turning their dial.
Amen.
You all right? I said, everybody's not going. Only the redeemed of the Lord. Those, hey, who have trusted Christ as their Savior. Hey, some of them got their doctrine messed up, but they're saved. Somebody's got some weird ideas about some things, but they're saved. Be careful who you point a finger at.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you know what? Probably ain't so, but could be. I get to heaven, I might find out I'm wrong about something. I think a whole lot of us are in for a shock. Don't you imagine? Don't you imagine? We ain't got this thing all figured out. Y'all all right? We get to heaven, I may have to say, hey, Happy Valley, everybody from Happy Valley, come over here. Everybody get over here right quick. Hurry before the judgment seat happens. Come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. I got some apologizing to do, amen.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? We ain't right about everything. Ain't no way. We try to be. And I think others that are mistaken try to be too. A lot of people are sincere. They're just sincerely wrong. Amen. I may be sincerely wrong, but there's a few things I'm sincerely sure.
Amen.
Not everybody's going, but I know that I am. I hope and pray my children are. I feel sure they are. They've all professed salvation. Amen. I feel for sure all my family, as far as I know, every one of them says they've been saved. But the only one I know for sure about is me.
That's right. Amen, brother.
And there's a lot of things about me that I'm not sure about, but that ain't one of them.
That's right.
That is settled.
On,
I'm as settled about my salvation as I am this being the Word of God.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes,
y'all all right? I'm telling you, this is what he left with. This was it. This was the last thing he had to say. By the way, he ain't said anything since.
Amen.
Y'all all right? I know he speaks to our heart. Don't get me wrong. There's been no new revelation.
Amen.
These guys on TV, God spoke to them in a dream. Yeah, they ate too much pizza before they went to bed.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Anyway, the condemnation, not everybody's going. And then we saw the concern about the prophecy. The concern about the coming of the Lord, the condemnation of the Lord. In verse number 17, I got to hurry. I know some of y'all already done. We see the call of the Lord. I love this verse of Scripture right here. He said, in the Spirit and the bride, say come. You know what that is? You know what that is? That's Sunday morning service. That's the Holy Spirit speaking through the bride. You know what we're saying? You know what that is? That's an invitation. Brother Anthony had some of us over yesterday. Thank you, brother. They had a big cookout, big fish fry over there at their lake. We had a good time. You know what? I ain't seen him for a solid month that he didn't say, you coming? You coming that fish fry? You coming? He saw Katie and Chase the other day, and he said, hey, your daddy's coming, ain't he? Your daddy's coming. I mean, over and over and over, he invited me. I told my wife, I said, we got to go to that fish fry. Somebody wants me to come that bad, I'm going. As much as you've been invited to go to heaven, you ought to consider that thing.
Amen.
As much as, hey, you know why he wanted us to come so bad? I studied on it a little bit yesterday. I just observed stuff. There was, according to where you're from, if you're from around here, crappy. If you're from Tennessee and up north, you're crappy. If you're from Louisiana, white perch. If you're from South Louisiana, Socolay. Same fish. But there was probably enough crappie there to feed Pharaoh's army. Wouldn't you say, Brother Fred? Was there any left? How much? About a truckload? I'm sure. There's probably 50, 60 people there. Over 100. I'm talking about a bunch of crappie. Pile them. That's a mess of fish right there, brother.
Yeah.
He personally Him and his wife caught every one of them fish. David Connell helped catch some. How long did it take you to catch all them fish? All year long? February and March. You know how much time he put into that? How much effort he put into that? They started cooking yesterday morning. What time? 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Cooked all day over hot grease. Why? So somebody could enjoy it. Why does the Lord say, come? Come. Let any man that is athirst come. Come. He wants you to see how much effort he's put into it. He wants to set back, just like Brother Anthony did yesterday. I could touch fish right there. Hush puppies. Coleslaw. Somebody sitting over eating a hamburger. I said, who in the world would eat a hamburger with all this fish sitting? I mean, Tommy, I was full. You know what Anthony was doing? He wasn't even worried about eating. He just stand over there watching. He was. He was having the time of his life, wasn't he, Brother Freddy? You know what he was doing? He was watching everybody enjoy what he had prepared. You know what the Lord wants to do? He wants to send this invitation to you and say, hey, I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come. Then he wants to sit back and go, look at that. I knew they'd love it. I knew they'd love it. Amen. Hey, listen, come, he says. That's the call. That's the call. I'm glad I got it, ain't you? I'm glad I got an invitation. Amen. Listen, these kids around here, I don't know how many I got. And why do y'all use two envelopes? I ain't never figured that out. I don't know how many graduation invitations I got in the mail. Every one of them. You know them when you look in the mailbox and see it. You open that envelope, there's another one inside. Two envelopes. Waste of money. I wouldn't. There ain't no way. I'd save the money from a senior trip. But you know what? They don't send them to everybody. I think they only send them to people they think's got money. Am I right about it? But them things are costly. There's no way they can send them to everybody they know. But you know what? The Lord could afford to send it to everybody.
Yeah.
Past, present, and future.
Amen, Bridget.
Amen. He said, in the spirit and the bride, say, come. And let him that heareth say, come.
Yeah,
and let him that is athirst come.
Amen.
And whosoever will,
yes, sir. Amen.
Let him take the water of life freely. I asked a guy in the hotel the other day, I said, what are you going to do with that verse? First thing, he asked me what I was doing in Missouri. I said, I'm here to preach in a meeting. Was I in Missouri? No, I was in Ohio. He said, what are you doing in Ohio? I said, I'm here to preach in a youth meeting. He said, what kind of church? I said, a Baptist church. He said, well, I bet you're a whosoever willer. That's the first thing out of his mouth. I said, what do you do with that verse? I don't believe there's man, woman, boy, or girl that couldn't be saved. They trust Christ as their Savior. I don't believe there's a prisoner on death row that couldn't be saved. I believe Charlie Manson could get saved. Y'all listen to me? You say, oh, he ought to fry. I know. You ought to too. For all his sin to come short of the glory of God. We all right? He deserves the gas chamber. I know. So do I. I'm saying he could be saved. He's so full of demons, I have my doubts. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
But I believe that invitation is literally to whosoever will.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, think with me just a second. Use your noggin for something besides a hat rack. Calvary, suffering, bleeding, dying. Jesus looks at the crowd who screamed a little while ago, crucify him! Give us Barabbas. Crucify him.
Oh,
you know what he said? Father, forgive them.
Amen.
Whosoever. He didn't say, let's see, that one's elect, that one's not, that one's Father, forgive that. No, not that one. Forget. He didn't do that.
Amen.
I believe them meant all of them.
Yeah.
After a while, that thief hanging beside him says, hey, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Jesus said, remember you nothing. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Amen.
whosoever will.
That's right.
Don't let nobody con you into believing that there's some that can be saved and some that cannot.
That's right.
You know what that allows them to do? Feel like they're superior to someone else. Well, we're better than them because we're the elect. We're all the elect. He wants all of us to be saved. But He gave us a will to either receive Him or reject Him. Y'all okay? Well. Let me hurry and I'll close, okay? Verse 18 and 19. Then we see the curse of the Lord in this last message. Again, He's dealing with this book. He said, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. My. Look at verse 19. Or verse 18. He said, for I testify every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. The Lord said, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't mess with it. I believe there's some of them guys, maybe even some of them translators, they may be saved. But boy, they're in trouble when they get there. They're in trouble when they get there. God said, don't mess with my book, and you mess with my book. I went through a huge process to get you that book. It's the most expensive book in the world. There's not one piece of literature in human history that more people have died over than this book right here. Sometime pick up Fox's Book of Martyrs and begin to read. We talked about those missionaries in India last week. That's not 2,000 years ago. That's today. They're chopping their heads off. Over what? This book.
Amen.
The Lord said, mess with this book. I'm going to mess with you. Amen. We okay?
Amen.
I'm just going to take God's word at it.
Yes,
amen. Hey, I could just get real country on you and say, hey, it was good enough for my grandma. Godliest woman I ever knew. By the way, she is a Congregational Methodist. Wasn't that what she was? Christian church. She's in the Christian church. That's right. Bethany. She changed. She read that book. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Then there's the closing message of the Lord. Look at verse 20. This is so sweet. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Then he backs off a couple of steps and says, amen. The Lord amens himself. Amen. I have to do that while I'm preaching every now and then. He closes this message with a promise. Surely I come quickly. And then in verse 21, he gives us grace to make it to the promise. Not only does he give us a promise, but he gives us provision. Amen. He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I know he's coming, but I need his grace to get me to that point.
Yes.
How about you? The last message of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, if y'all would come. Not 100% sure how to give the invitation this morning. Except maybe do it like Brother Anthony did. Y'all come. Y'all come. I want you to be there. You know what one of the saddest things in the world would be? Get to heaven and not be able to find you. To have had the opportunity to preach to you, some of you, time and time and time again, and then get to heaven and you not be there. Man, how heartbreaking. How heartbreaking. I want you to go. The Lord wanted you to go so much, He gave His life for you. I wonder if we could just bow our heads this morning all over the house. Listen, if you are saved, we ought to remind ourselves day in, day out, hey, it could be today. The Lord could come today. We're not conscious enough of His coming. How about it this morning? Listen, I wonder if there's one here today
They said, "Preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I need to get that settled in my heart. Please pray for me. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. Won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you." The preacher, "I'm not sure if Jesus came today if I'd go. I can't tell you that for certainty. Please, just remember me when you pray." Anybody? Just slip up your hand, put it right back down. How about this? "Preacher, I'm saved. With no doubt in my mind. If the Lord comes today, I know I'm going, but spiritually, I'm not ready. I'm not where I want to be with the Lord for Him to come today. Please pray I'd get there." How about it? Hands all over this building. How about this one? "Hey, preacher, pray I would become more aware of how close His return is and get serious about it." Hands up all over again. Thank you so much. Father, as we come before you again this morning, thank you, God, for a good day. Thank you for good people, Lord. Lord, I believe with all my heart, some of the best people on the face of this planet are sitting in this room. I truly believe that, Lord. And I thank you for each and every one of them. Thank you for allowing my friend, Brother Bud, to be here this morning. Lord, to hear the testimony about the good grace of God. Lord, all these that stood this morning and talked about how good you've been to them. Lord, thank you for Brother Daniel's testimony. Lord, thank you for him losing his seat on that helicopter. Lord, he'd have died and went to hell. Thank you for that good testimony. Lord, all these. Thank you for Ashley's testimony that the cancer's still gone. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, listen, you've seen every hand that was raised in this room. Lord, before we ever walked in here, you saw our hearts. Lord, you said that man looketh on the outward part, but God looks on the heart. Lord, you know what we truly are and what we really are. God, just pray you'd deal with us accordingly. Lord, nobody raised their hand and said they were lost. But Lord, could be somebody sitting in this room today not really sure about where they'd go if you came today. And God, I pray, Father, they'd get that settled today. Lord, help us all to get more serious about you coming, to realize the urgency of it. Lord, that we might tell others. That's what you said to do. Let whosoever hears, let him say, "Come." And God, we've heard. And Lord, we'll just close this prayer like John closed this book. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We love you and we thank you. In your sweet name we pray. Amen.